We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm talking with Jason Smith here today, Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President and CEO, talking about the economic impacts and the recovery here after this COVID-19 pandemic. I guess after is not the right word. It's still happening, but we do see a lot more optimism, as we said in the news earlier. 6 active cases here in Riley County. A month ago, it was 24. That's a pretty big drop in active cases, which we're very happy to be reporting on this morning. As we continue our conversation here, I'm going to talk a little bit about economic development opportunities that have been presented, Jason, here since this whole thing started.
Yeah, and we've talked about it here before, and we have committed our entire economic development team to working with our existing businesses to keep them open and do everything we can to keep them open, and we've done that a number of different ways. But it's time to move on to the next phase, and even though we're still working on with some of our businesses on keeping their doors open, we're now moving to the next phase, which is recovery. So we'll be talking to our partners over the next few weeks, including the city, including Kansas State and others, on what can we do as a community to begin the recovery process. And so we're gonna look for strategies there. Some things that have presented themselves, which I think are interesting things for us to look at as we develop those long-term strategies. The first is one that we had started talking about and have talked about for a decade now, but has really presented itself in a different manner maybe, is our opportunities to position Manhattan as a leading research center for preventing future pandemics. And I don't know, I think a lot of people saw, and I would encourage if you didn't to do an online search, but The Hill is a online national publication that focuses on Washington issues, and they published a story that specifically said the future of preventing pandemics will take place in Manhattan, Kansas, and it talked about MBAF and their role and the congressional funding. And so those are the kind of things as a community that you always try to look for, is how do you differentiate yourself from the 4,000 other cities across the country and thousands more across the globe who are all working to grow their own economies. And so that is a great opportunity for us to present Manhattan as a knowledge center, as a research center, as an area where all of the people who are knowledgeable and working in these initiatives are going to be centered. And so we're going to do a global awareness campaign over the next year to push that information out and try to get, now that people, more companies are focused on this as a economic opportunity, we need to make sure that we're positioning Manhattan as a place that those kind of things can take place. The other initiative that we think is going to be an opportunity is, I think this pandemic has shown us that potentially maybe our supply chain, and particularly in the items that we're going to need for future pandemics, we may be relying too much on global businesses and global locations, and that potentially there may be some of that that is onshored, particularly as it relates to pharmaceuticals, particularly as it relates to medical equipment, particularly as it relates to PPE. And so what do we need to do as a community to have the infrastructure in place to be able to take advantage of those onshoring opportunities? And so I think that's going to be an interesting dynamic to watch over the next few months. Is I think that's something that people think about. I think that's something that makes sense. So let's see if those trends actually happen. But we need to be ready for it. And then the last one, which I think is going to be another one that is interesting to look at, is there is a general consensus that this particular pandemic was worse in denser populated communities and cities. And there's a lot of reasons for that. You have close proximity in living. You have mass transit. You just have a lot of people compressed into one location. And will we start to see those, right? Because over the last decade, those areas have been the most popular for attracting talent and getting people to move to. And so will this put a little bit of a damper on that? And will people maybe start leaving the cities, or at the very least, maybe think more about the opportunities that would be in less densely populated areas than they had before? Particularly now with remote working and businesses understanding that, having gone through this pandemic now and understanding the dynamics of remote working, that you can graduate from Kansas State, you can stay in Manhattan and work for a Chicago-based business, but not necessarily have to move to Chicago and expose yourself to potential future problems. And so those are the main areas that we're looking at, but again, we have been for the last month in triage mode and making sure that we're doing everything in our power to keep as many of our Manhattan business open as possible. And we did not want to get diverted from that task. And so, but now that it seems like, and we've talked about our loan fund, if you go just based on the number of applications that we're getting in our loan fund, that it seems like we're moving now into the recovery phase, and so we can start really focusing on these opportunities going forward.
All right. We have a caller waiting patiently on the line here, Robert, who just called in a couple minutes ago. Robert has a question or a comment here. Good morning.
We're back to one of the economic engines that's being ignored, is that out on I-70, you control that lease on the property out there at I-70 and 177. And each one of those vehicles going by, you know, has that $1,200 stimulus package in there on their cash card. And it'd be a wonderful opportunity. Of course, I pushed the idea of putting a box truck out there, semi maybe, with the big banner up across the top. Manhattan, Flint Hills, food, accommodations, services, and Big Arrow. Those people are desperate, whether they got the kids in the car or whatever, for a place to stop and a place to spend that stimulus money, and they don't even know that Manhattan is here. And, of course, to get you interested in doing something out there, the soda people would be glad to, you have electric out there, would be glad to have a machine out there dispensing the sodas, and I guarantee you, running with the guys, as soon as your parking people that are using it as a parking lot stop out there, they're going to want to relieve themselves along that fence line, and having the wonderful porta potties that they had at the country music festival sitting out there in your parking lot would also be an opportunity for people to like to use that area and pay attention to the getting off there. And if you had a study on how many people get off, I guarantee you that with that sign out there, you'll increase the economic flow through this town. Thank you so much for consideration.
All right. Thanks, Robert. Jason, any comments to that?
Yeah, well, I mean, we obviously that piece of property has been controlled by the chamber for a while, and Robert's right. There seems to be opportunity there. I think the challenge that we've had is there doesn't seem to be a consensus on what that opportunity is, and it's got some challenges, including, and I think Robert's mentioned this before, but getting water and sewer to that site is incredibly expensive. It is not in Raleigh County. It's actually in Geary County. And so there would have to be a partnership between us and Geary County to be able to get that developed out there. And so it presents opportunities. It just also obviously presents challenges, and we'll continue to look for how we can overcome the challenges to do the right thing.
Yeah. You know, I think, you know, if anything, a rest area would be probably ideal out there, but that would probably be a state thing. And then you'd have an opportunity maybe for some tourism pamphlets and all the stuff that he's talking about there. But that might be more of a thing that is presented to the state at some point.
Yeah, and he's right. I mean, we spend quite a bit of money on signage along the interstate to get people aware of Manhattan and the things that we have here. So he's absolutely correct in his assessment that we need to do everything we can to get people off the interstate and into Manhattan. And so we'll continue to look for those opportunities as well.
All right. Let's see. Let's get into our next break here. We'll come back. We'll continue our discussion here with Jason Smith, Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President and CEO, joining us here this morning on In Focus.